Hey guys, I'm Tanasia Monet, and you are now tuning in to Talks with T, the podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 13 of Talks with T, the podcast. I'm so excited to be back. It is a new year. We are here. We all made it. If you're listening to this podcast, you made it to 2020. So give a round of applause to yourself because you made it here. This episode is called Access Denied, and this episode I felt like was really important to talk about this topic because as my life is changing, as I've transitioned into a new business owner, just as a lot of things I realize about, you know, how important it is to have my mental space very clear and to be able to navigate, you know, what am I okay with receiving and what I'm not. And even for me, as I've said it so many times on my podcast, and you guys should know this about me by now, I'm a super empath, also a Capricorn. Yes, the stars always, you know, have me messed up because I really do internalize things about people I love, which in the grander scheme of life, could be very, like, bad if you can't, you know, maintain your emotions about people you love, because in life, things are going to happen. So the reason why what inspired me to, you know, write this episode, and especially for going into a new year and preparing for so many amazing projects that I have coming up, I realized that as much as I love and as much as we as people could love other people, we have to really be mindful of how much access we allow people to have to us. Not everyone deserves access. In this world we live in, where social media is so invasive, we play a role that is very important to understand where to set that boundary. And so, because I do share a lot, like I posted this cute post. Well, not really cute. It's not that cute. But I posted something yesterday, and it was like super like on point when it came to my personality. And I was like, wow. Like, basically, it was saying that I'm a person that likes to share, but I'm also introverted, and I'm trying to understand how to balance the two. So I realized that going into, you know, launching my new company, which I will talk to you guys about in the very near future, going into, you know, being full-time entrepreneurship, and also being, I really do feel like now I could say and come to terms with it that I feel like in a lot of ways that I'm very impactful just by my observations of what other people around me are receiving and also giving back to me. I realized that by the grace of God, thank you, that I am impactful and I'm being used in my purpose. And so I realized that when you are a person that is impactful, when you are a person that a lot of people rely on as a source of information, as a source of strength, you need to really protect how much access you allow people to have. It could really have you thrown off, because I noticed that, you know, just a few weeks ago, I won't say, but a said person tried to make an appearance back in my life, and I realized, like, oh my God, like, I needed to never open or allow that person to gain access again, because my entire energy shifted. Like, everything negative about that situation, about that person, about that part of my life, all surfaced back when I was in a total different phase in life. And I was like, it felt awful. It felt like so disgusting. And once that person, like, I was like, you know what? This can never happen again. Once I made that decision and cleared that person from my energy, I was fine again, you know? But it just really goes to show, like, how impactful people are and your emotions are when it comes to the grander scheme of staying on your path, staying on your focus. Like, there is nothing more important for my guys and my girls. There's nothing more important than reaching your goals in life and fulfilling your purpose. And the last thing we need is to allow anyone that we give access to steer us off our course. You know, I know it could be difficult because some people may have, you know, bae, some people may have a situationship, some people may have toxic family members, some people even may have toxic friends, unfortunately, you know? And, you know, I believe in, if you haven't already done it, if you haven't purged a lot of things from your life at 2019, I feel like this is the time is now. We are in the first week of the new year. And this is really the test of what will happen for the next, I would say, few years of your life. Because that's how impactful I feel like 2020 and this turn of a decade is going to be for a lot of our lives. I feel like it's super important to really be firm about where we stand and where people stand in our life. I had a couple of people, you know, just hit me up and like, hey, let's talk about this or let's. And I'm just like, I don't ever want it to be taken as shade. And I realize now when I don't even get responses from people that I want to link with, I realize what it really means. Sometimes you cannot gain access to this person. And maybe sometimes you and that person and where you were or where they were in a certain stage of their life, it just doesn't match anymore. And a lot of people is with the new year, new me, let them be new. And you go and be new too and move on, you know? So that is where I feel like this is super important. Deny the access. If a person, let's say for the situationships, if there's someone in your life that is not giving you exactly what you need and you feel like you have to compromise and it may be playing a part on your mental state because you are in such thought about what this person might be, who this person might be, and where you guys is situationship may be going, if it ain't going nowhere, it's not going nowhere. So let them be. Let them stay right there. Access denied. If you have a toxic friend that every time you talk to them about your ideas, they're always shooting you down, they never really support you, they low-key shady, access denied. No response, no like explanation needed. Deny the access. If you have toxic family members that constantly just utilize your energy and draw from you, but they never really have anything to, like, any seeds to sow into you, access denied. I don't care if it's your mama or your daddy. You know, create a distance. Create that, like, force field. That's what I call it, a force field. I feel like I have to put myself in a force field because I'm in tunnel vision right now, and we got to get that tunnel vision. And through that tunnel, on the other side of that tunnel is our destiny, is our purpose, is our future that needs us to be at a great level of energy, at a good capacity of love and light and life, right? And if anybody in your life, if they're not someone that you see for a future, then why even bother to try to like include them into your day-to-day? And then especially if they're being toxic or especially if they're draining you too much. It doesn't always have to be toxicity. So I'm just going to touch on, you know, maybe those people that, let's talk about Instagram, okay? Because I use Instagram a lot. I use Instagram a lot for business. I use Instagram a lot for promoting the podcast. I use Instagram a lot for just the fact that I like social media. I like to look at images. I am a visual person, so I just like it. But I realized that with social media, people feel closer to you than they really are. And this is my thing. If I see you on social media and I see you in person, you don't speak to me, I will unfollow you. I think I've said this before in my podcast. I will unfollow you because I am not a certified creep. Okay? Only certified creeps see people in real life and they like all their pictures on social media and they act like they don't see them. That's weird. I'm a real person. I'm a human being. So if you do something like that to me, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to let you be weird or I'm going to make you super uncomfortable. I'm going to speak to you in person and then I'm going to unfollow you. But whatever the case is, you know, there's a lot of people on social media that feel like they have so much access to people because we feel so close on social media, which is fine, right? But if a person doesn't reciprocate that oh, let's hang out or let's talk every day on social media type energy, I don't think you should feel no way because we are people. In reality, we are people. We are actual human beings, aside from our social media personalities or whatever personality we want to create. We are real people. So denying the access that even though people feel like they have such close access to you, if you do not want to actually engage and give that person the actual connection to you as a human, you don't have to. You do not have to. And I don't think that anyone should take it as, oh, this person is shady or they're a bitch or they don't, they're not a nice person. I think that you should just respect the fact that maybe I'm just not their cup of tea, or maybe, whatever's going on in my life may not line up with their life, and it doesn't need to be close. You can admire people from a distance. You can love people from a distance. You can like people from a distance. And we can like on social media. I don't know if Instagram took away those likes yet, but we can like, okay? We have that ability to still engage with each other without having to have such close access, and it is okay. One of my really close friends that I love so dearly, like I always tell this person like how much they're so amazing. And I always tell this person like, yo, I really appreciate you. And more so when I say that, my sentiment is like, I appreciate the fact that you take the time, all my close friends, that you take the time to allow me to have access to you and who you are as a being. And we have to really, really be mindful of that and really be more appreciative of it, Like in 2020, make that your vow. Be more appreciative of the person, people that actually do allow you to have access to them. And, they give you good energy. They give you a reciprocal friendship. They are not one-sided. They give you as much love and light as you need, and you reciprocate it. Like, that is a gem. That's a freaking gem. Like, where do you get that? Nowadays, it's like, you may have a little. There's always those like watered down people. That's what I'll call it. They're a little bit watered down. Their energy is watered down. They're not really like as vibrant and as like I would just say these people that are like unicorns. There's not many unicorns, and that's why unicorns are rare. But when you find a unicorn that may be your friend, that may be your partner, whoever it is, like really take value in that person allowed you access to their spirit, to their energy, to their love. And it is so important that we really be mindful of that with such short life we have, that we really appreciate it and really, express gratitude for that. Because just because you see that person all the time, and just because they talk to you at the time, doesn't mean they have to, because they don't. They can cut you off, okay? Basically, I just feel like in reality of things, when it comes down to it, this episode really was to, be able to educate you guys and be more mindful of the access that we give, how much information that we share. That's another big point. A lot of times people feel like, well, because I know you're doing something, or I know you know this, that maybe I'm entitled to asking you to pick your brain or to talk to you about something. Let me let you guys know something, and this is not even to be like arrogant about it. Every person that is knowledgeable took the time to invest money or time into learning whatever niche or whatever education they have, they took the time to do it. You know what I mean? Don't go the same way you wouldn't go to a party empty-handed. Do not go and ask someone to pick information from their brain without thinking that you need to offer them something. They invested time to learn something. If someone shares valuable information with you for free, you need to really bless them. Okay? Even if it's not now, but you need to intention it in your heart to bless them. Because there's honestly, that is very rare when it comes down to it. So I feel that I honestly take it very offensive. Like, don't ask a person, like, hey, what are you doing? Or can you tell me this? And don't expect anything in return. Let's do barters. If we don't got the bank account, we can barter something. We can exchange something. It has to be some sort of exchange. Like, we need to drop that and leave that in 2019, thinking that we're just gonna pick people's brains. That's a no. Do not hit me up asking me about anything I'm doing if you're not willing to get into the do the dirty work with me.
If you're not willing to do that with me, do not ask me anything about anything, because I'm not that one that's like, oh, if I drop some gems on you, it's because I want to. But don't come and try to dig my mind or anybody else's mind, okay? Anybody that's an influencer, anybody that's a podcaster, anybody that is someone that is sharing information from something that they learned or something that they're passionate about, they all probably have the same sentiment. Do not do that. Access denied. Access denied. Like, no, that is a no. So yeah, I just wanted to share that part with you guys. Like, it is, information is valuable. Access to someone is valuable. You know, how much love you give and receive is valuable, you know? And for my guys, like, even when it comes down to baby girl that got that body, she look good. It does not mean, you know, you need to give her access to you because she got all that. Like, in 2020, I need my guys to really start asking these women what their credit score is looking like and what is their future plans. If you're not asking a woman that, and you making these women think that their, you know, lady parts is all they could offer, and you're just going to be drooling down their neck because they look good, I'm going to need y'all not to do that. Because that's the quickest way that you're going to get yourself set up with a child support payment or a divorce payment, okay? Some type of situation. It is not. That's not it. Ladies, we need to come with some more. And I've been noticing this. Like, my guys are really transitioning to really be lit out here. Like, it's just black boy magic. Like, I'm loving it. I'm loving all these black men that I'm seeing that are, like, valuing themselves. Like, really, like, oh, nah, sis, I'm not taking you out on no dates when you want me to take you out to these fancy restaurants and buy you this and buy you that. But you don't even make that amount of money that you asking me to spend on. You just trying to use me. Like, men get used, too. And they need to protect their energy, too. So, you know, ladies, like, be very mindful of what you feel like you bring to the table. Like, if you're not at a phase in life where you feel like if you can't match what you want, then you should not be asking for it. You should really be in that tunnel vision with the force field up, as I said earlier in the episode. Tunnel vision, force field, go about your business until you match what your partner, what you're asking for your partner, or what you're asking for a guy that you're dating. I mentioned this probably in the bagels episode about that. Like, don't think that you're going to gain access to a billionaire, a baller, when, sis, your credit score ain't right. And in 2020, I'm going to just speak for myself because I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I don't believe I should be dating because I have so many things to work on. I am working on my credit score. Amen. I am working on a lot of things to make myself an amazing and more bomb, more amazing catch. I feel like I'm a catch because I'm, you know, feel like I'm a catch already, but I want to be able to, like, match what I want, right? So if we want this, we got to match it. Okay, men? Y'all got to match that energy. If sis got her life together, get your life. Let her have her life, you get your life. Sis, if homeboy got his life together, you get your life, okay? So other than that, access denied. Protect yourself. Protect the access to who you are. Your spirit is so valuable. 2020 is a lot of our years, and I feel that in my soul. A lot of us are going to glow up, okay? I feel that. I feel it. I feel that the last 10 years has been a lot of tests for a lot of people. And these next 10 years are going to be, like, epic and amazing. Like, I've seen so many people that I know start businesses, get their dream companies, start families. Like, so many amazing things. And I'm like, it's beautiful. I love it. And I believe that it's because we are becoming more aware of the fact that we need to love on ourselves a little bit more. Love on ourselves. And when you start to love on yourselves, you do the things that you want somebody else to do to you. So that was it for this episode of Talks with T, the podcast. I feel like I didn't really breathe much. I just went straight through giving you guys this because it's been on my heart. So it's natural. It's coming from the heart. It's coming from, you know, a real, authentic, and transparent place. So that's why I was able to give y'all these gems. And I'm hoping that, you know, you guys learned something and took down some notes and really when you are listening to the podcast, go and reflect on other episodes. There's so many things, like, I'm dropping these gems, not only for you, but for me. And this is the point of this podcast. Healing through the journey of growth and being transparent through it, you know? And as we heal and as we improve ourselves, we can share that and help heal others, you know? And you know, make a better world. Who doesn't want a better world in 2020? So that's it for this episode. Catch you guys next week. Talk with T, the podcast is back, okay? I always will keep you updated on what's happening, what's new. And yeah, look out for more interviews. I'm definitely going to be doing some. I have some amazing people that I'm going to sit down and I'm going to talk to in these next coming episodes. And I am so excited for what's happening because I know that I'm not the only one that's just as excited about 2020 and what's going to happen. I know that there's a lot more people that's super excited. So I can't wait to sit down and talk to some amazing people and share with you guys. So have a great rest of your night or whatever time you're listening to Talks with T, the podcast. Night, day, you can listen to it anytime. But have a great rest of your week. I am looking forward to tuning in with you next week. And yeah, good night.